Roy Harris.
Mr. President, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hope you are.
I am doing very well, but I certainly am not working as hard as I understand the distinguished gentleman at the other end of the telephone. By God, every time I pick up a newspaper or a magazine or listen to TV commentators, I'm told that you work virtually 24 hours a day and then find that's inadequate.
No. We've had the Prime Minister from Canada here and had a very, very productive visit with him, and he's just left.
He's a very enjoyable man. We had him here at the annual Brotherhood banquet in December, and I spent quite a considerable amount of time with him. I was tremendously impressed with him.
We had a good meeting.
Well, now, I know you are very busy, the busiest man in America and the world. I'm going to state this matter as succinctly as I can. Jim Rhodes, the Republican governor of Ohio, was in Washington yesterday. And among those he talked with was Ralph Dungan.
Yes.
And he told Ralph Dungan that he would like very much indeed to attempt to persuade the President of the United States to come to Columbus, Ohio on a totally non-political mission, well in advance of any event which might be interpreted political, and speak before the Ohio Publishers Association, of which the man at this end of the telephone happens to be president. And then when he got back to Cleveland, to Columbus, he called me and told me the mischief that he had put in motion. And so I thought that there was a kind of an improbability about persuading the President of the United States, since he's already working 24 hours a day, to come here on such notice or even 6 months or a year's notice. But nevertheless, I'm not one who ventures, thinking that anything ventured might bring a desired result by some miraculous circumstance. So that's the purpose of my call, and if there is one chance in 200 million of achieving that, I, of course, would be extremely happy. And Jim Rhodes has advised me, number one, that he would like the privilege as a Republican governor of Ohio to present you. And, of course, he has indicated he would make available all the facilities of Columbus. And our problem, of course, would be to get a place adequate to accommodate the crowd that would come there. But there is something, some validity to what he has said, because Ohio is, I'm now being pragmatic, a very key state in the upcoming election. And I can think of no more non-political appearance that you could possibly make than this. And under the particular set of auspices, it seemed to me that the timing of it and every other element in it would lend itself ideally. And I'm sorry, to be perfectly candid about it, that it took the Republican governor of Ohio to think about this, and why the inept character at this end of the telephone didn't have enough initiative to think about it, I will never know.
Well, I'll look into it. I'm going to the press dinner. I don't know about state associations. I've got to. I got in a problem between the publishers and the AP in New York, and I've finally got it resolved now, and I think everybody's agreed that where I ought to go. But on the other thing, I'm going to have to be rather restrained on my appearances outside the Capitol, at least until Congress gets out of here. Let me look into it and see what the score is, and see what he told Dungan, and I'll get Dungan to handle it.
Well, now, let me say this, Mr. President. This, I acknowledge realistically, is a long shot, and I am mindful, acutely mindful, of the problems with which you're beset and the necessity for thinking these things through very carefully because of their inevitable reactions and implications. But I did nevertheless feel that under the circumstances, since Rhodes had initiated it, I felt called upon to talk with you directly and express the hope that you could do it. But at the same time expressed the notion that you that I would understand perfectly if it was not possible.
Louis, I'll look at it and get Ralph Dunnigan to tell me and then get back to you.
By now, let me add one postscript. Someday I hope to come down to Washington and break in and say hello to you for a
while. I'd love it, Louis. Give me a ring when you do.
Fine, okay. Take care of yourself and...
Waiting.